Red Eye.
Red Eye.
Erratic Asthmatic.
Asthmatic.
A podcast with
Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic.
And what's good, everybody? Welcome back to the Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic podcast. I'm your host, Erratic Asthmatic, and I'm here with my co-host.
Red Eye. Yo, what's going on?
What is good? What is happening? What is the deal? Yo.
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 And we are ending April now. Every
Indeed.
Week, we get closer and closer to time being gone. Shit.
Time flying.
Time flying, yeah. Every week feels like a day now.
I don't know. It depends on the day.
Depends on the day, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Because sometimes, like especially, like, you know, recently I've had, like, train problems. And traveling, let's say, for 2.5 hours one way to, let's say, to the office, and you get to the office or whatever you're going, and like or back home, you're just like, was that just today? Like, it felt like a whole week, because that traveling was just a nightmare. You're just like,
yeah,
you know, you go back home or you get up in the office, you're like, oh my god, I'm so exhausted. Like,
yeah,
like I was just like, I was flying, or I had a long ass. Yeah. So yeah.
I recently had an interview in Eindhoven, and I live in Amsterdam. And the train ride, getting there and back, was 1.5 hours each.
Yeah.
And that was the first time that I traveled that long in a while. And I remember getting back home. Like the interview was like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Right, so it wasn't even like a full work day that I was there.
Yeah.
Like I went there and I came back and I was tired.
Yeah.
Like I was physically spent. I was like, yeah. Damn, this is some bullshit.
Yeah,
and
people
knew,
always
like,
think
if
it's a
get
joke.
The job, I'd have to
yeah
do that for like 5 days a
Hell
week
no.
in the beginning. Of...
Hell no.
Oh my god.
People always think I'm joking when I say like, look, this traveling thing, like you guys think it's just a few hours or a few minutes, but
really
to be honest, like, no, it's not. Because one, it's not, let's say it's everything is perfectly aligned, like the trains go on time, the buses go on time, the
even your connections
time.
Were like a minute
oh
between.
Yeah, all go on time is smooth, there is still like you still spent an hour and whatever minutes
yeah
traveling. Now imagine nothing went smooth. You end up spending more than 1 hour and something minutes.
Your first train is like 10
yeah.
minutes delayed. That makes you miss a connection. You got to wait a half hour for your next
exactly.
one.
Then you're just like, damn.
One train is just canceled entirely. You got to take another route with
another one.
Connection.
Exactly. You know, you're like looking it up. You're like, okay, if I take it from here and there, I can still like get there. Like you always want to get there to the earliest as possible.
Yeah.
But the annoying part is like, can you trust it enough that even
yeah,
if
that
you
will
take, yeah, that you have, because if you take this other route, you have to take another connecting train
yeah.
or
and how do I
or
know
whatever.
That train's not going to be delayed.
Exactly. So you're just like, everything is a risk.
Yeah.
It's like a gamble, everything.
About to end you're up just... halfway across the country somehow with no,
yeah.
no way back.
In the middle of nowhere, you're just like, I'm going to just rent out a hotel.
Yeah. Stay here for now, try again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like you live in The Hague, you work in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Somehow you end up in Eindhoven.
Yeah, somehow. Because you just like passed out on the train.
Yeah.
From tiredness.
Missed the connection.
Yeah.
Which was the only connection that was actually running smoothly.
It was
so only one. It, but...
yeah, I would have had it, but like but you decided to pass out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I would deal with it.
No, I always tell people, at least try it before you start like judging me.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's no joke.
Yeah, I used to live in Hilversum. You're working
yeah.
in Amsterdam, of course, so I'd have to take the train every day. But my transport, like, door-to-door was like an hour.
Yeah, Hilversum is not that far.
Not too far, no.
No.
But sometimes, yeah, trains would be canceled. I'd have to take like
yeah.
another one half an hour later
yeah.
or take one with like two connections.
Yeah.
Sometimes it would be delayed. I'd get there like an hour and a half later. They're like, good morning. And I'm like, Is it a good morning?
Yeah, the worst for me, it's always going home. When there's a problem going home, that's when I'm more pissed off.
Yeah, because you're going home. You're not going.
Because you're going home. Yeah. But if you're going to work, you're like, oh, well, work is going to miss me, I guess. for a few hours.
Yeah.
it is what it is. I didn't create this problem. Like, you know.
Guess I'm going to edit these videos later.
Yeah. Things will happen when it happens.
Yeah. I'm getting home. You're like, come on.
When you're going home, you're like, yeah, faster. Yeah. Come on. Why are you driving slow?
Yeah.
I literally have that sometimes. I'm like looking at the time, and I'm like, it says expected arrival at this time. I'm like, okay, great, but we got two minutes left.
Yeah,
yeah. Are we going to make it at the expected time?
Answer's like almost always no.
Yeah, I was like, just drive faster. What's your problem? Like,
yeah,
just step on the pedal. Like,
the only thing's on the rails.
Yeah. Fuck them pigeons. Just
I need to get home before my show starts.
Yeah, that's the worst.
You can start it anytime.
Yeah, but the worst is when I want to watch football. There's a live game. I'm like, fuck everybody. I'm leaving now. I'm leaving like 4 hours before the game. Can't risk it.
Can't risk it. Yeah, I remember being... I worked in Harlem, and so I would take a bus from Harlem to Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. And there's the, you know, Bommer Arena, the whole Ziggo Dome.
Yeah.
Everything where they have sporting events.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would take a bus, I would get off at that station. And holy shit, whenever there was a game, especially on like a Friday game, oh my gosh. The station would just be packed. Everybody would be loud. Everybody's carrying beer cans. It's illegal.
Everyone's like, drunk. Yeah, it's just it's just like beer everywhere.
Exactly. People are like starting fights and shit. I'm just waiting for my metro. Come on, man. I want to get home. Fuck it.
And just start chanting. You're like, I don't know what you're saying, man. But okay.
Start walking down on the up escalator. I'm like, bro, get the hell out of my way. What the fuck are you doing? Of course, I don't say shit to anybody because I'm going to get headbutted.
Yeah, exactly. Because of these hooligans, you're just like, you know, just keep quiet. Just smile and wave, man. Smile and wave.
Man. Sometimes I wonder, like, what's the background of these people? Like, are these scientists, you know? Like, are there some people in the group that are actually, like, really well-educated, well-informed people, and they're going out and be loud, and then
like that's their time to get loose, you know. It's just like unleash their inner beasts.
Unleash their inner beasts.
Plural.
Plural. I don't know, even if I get drunk, like, I'm not loud in that sense. I think like I raise the volume of my voice because I'm like, can everybody hear me sufficiently?
Yeah, that's different, but like they go into a frenzy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, but also because I think they also get overconfident because they were like a big group of people, like-minded people.
Yeah, probably.
You know? So it's like, oh, even if I do this, and the other, like the rest of the group is just like, that's the shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's doing it right. He's represented.
That's how you want to represent. Okay.
Exactly.
All right, you go ahead, do that.
You gotta do your thing, man.
Right. Yeah, I wonder though, like, for example, how good are these people at trivia?
Man, answer is never know.
probably better than me.
Yeah, you never know.
I never know. Yeah,
it's like once they sober up, they're like a different person. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
They take that hourglass at the family game, they turn it around, they got all the answers before the first grain of sand drops.
Yeah, all of a sudden they got like eyeglasses and shit, like what the
a monocle even.
Yeah. Got that watch that goes in the pocket. just pulls it out.
Yeah, the pocket, yeah.
It's like, it's time to go. We're like, wait, where are we going?
Say nothing, just get in the buggy.
Let's ride. All let's right.
But yeah, speaking of trivia, you want to play some trivia?
Let's do some.
All right. I got some questions here. Well, we both got questions, right?
Yeah.
So, first question of this Trivial Pursuit. What type of grass do pandas eat?
Well, the only thing they eat is bamboo, so...
Yeah, I didn't... I
don't know what else they eat. I don't even know bamboo is a grass. Is it a grass? Yeah. I thought it was a tree.
I think so, yeah. I thought it was a tree, too. But I think it is a grass, actually.
Yeah, it says...
Like,
it says
now bamboo. That I read the question, you know, what type of grass do pandas eat? I'm like, oh, it's got to be bamboo, right?
I mean, it's the greenest thing.
The greenest thing.
I mean, I didn't know bamboo was a grass, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, if they say what type of branches pandas eat, I'll be like, that makes more sense.
Yeah, bamboo.
Bamboo.
Or what is known, what are pandas known for eating? Eating. That, just in general.
Yeah. Yeah. What are they known for falling off from? So. They think they can climb it, but they can't.
Pandas fall off of anything that they climb.
Anything, yeah.
I don't think that would really narrow it down.
Yeah, but the most typical one would be like the bamboo.
The most typical, yeah, the bamboo shoots, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The answer is, in fact, bamboo.
It is in bamboo. Mm-hmm. I have to look that up. Is bamboo a grass?
Yeah.
Because that's a questionable. Is it grass or a tree? It's a grass.
It's a grass.
Hmm. Yeah.
The largest members of the grass family. I guess so.
Okay. It must be a very strong grass because
suppose so, yeah. If it can carry pandas.
Not just pandas, but like people use bamboo. They call it bamboo wood though. And then they still like make stuff out of bamboo.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. They do that.
Yeah.
Tallest grass in the world can almost grow as tall as a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tough.
Okay.
Very interesting. Bamboo is a grass, guys. Now you know.
Now you know. Next one. What is the world's highest mountain?
I don't have an idea. I think it's Everest. Yeah.
I thought it was Everest.
I thought it was Everest too, but I'm not. I'm not quite sure.
Unless Everest shrunk.
You never know with the climate nowadays.
Yeah, with all the earthquakes and everything. Do they measure it every time there's a spatial movement?
I don't know. I don't. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like, doesn't it change the
earthquake and
a tectonic plate changes and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, do they measure it right after? Like maybe good Kilimanjaro question. Grew taller.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they just let it be. They're just like, no.
Yeah, it was done once. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. We ain't doing it again. Did you know that there's a line now to climb Mount Everest?
A what? A line?
A line.
Yeah.
A bunch of people just lined up.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of makes me, you know, like, is it even worth doing at that point?
I don't know.
If you got so many people that are lined up to do it, like, why do you want to do it now?
I don't know. I don't see the point of it. And then you, like, you could die of frostbites and...
Frostbite, yeah. These harsh conditions.
Or just falling off the mountain. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I'd much rather prefer, like... I'm not really a climber myself. I don't like hiking. I don't do much... climbing,
yeah, just go there, take a picture, and go back home. Like,
at the base of the mountain too.
Yeah, just at the base of the mountain, but amongst all the dead bodies around it. But yeah,
Jesus. Yeah.
Even the animals won't even go up there. Why would you go up there?
Yeah.
And you know you have the crazy mountain goats, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they ain't going up there, don't do it.
Yeah.
And they know how to stand like straight. They're not even
like, on like, steep, like they have a 90 degree like vertical wall.
Yeah.
And they're standing up.
I'm just standing straight like, hey, what up, fam? Like, hey,
how you doing this?
What you doing out there, man?
They see you climb and they come up and just headbutt you.
Yeah. It's like, get your ass down.
Get out of here.
You don't belong here.
Oh gosh.
Alright, so the answer is Mount Everest.
Is indeed Mount Everest. Alright. Yeah. Still to this day.
Still apparently. To this day. Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, next question. What is the name for the colored part of an eye? I know this one.
I always forget. Is the retina?
No, it is not.
Is it the iris?
It is the iris, yeah.
It's the iris or the retina. I always mess those two up.
Yeah, it's the iris.
The iris. Yeah. What piece on a chessboard moves in an L shape? Yeah.
The knight.
Yeah, the knight. Yeah.
What's the world's largest bird?
Isn't it the ostrich?
Yeah, I think it's the ostrich.
Is there another large bird? Because emus are not that big, but they're kind of big.
Yeah, aren't as big. Eagles are pretty fucking massive too, but I don't think they're as big as ostriches.
Yeah. The ostriches are the biggest. And they also have the biggest eggs.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gigantic. I've never had an ostrich egg before. Have you ever
I've held one, but like you've an empty one. Shelled one.
Like an empty shelled one.
Yeah, because they like they crack it, like they make a hole. They just take out everything inside, like
they dump it out.
They dump it out, whatever. They eat it, but then they don't crack the whole shell. So then they preserve the shell, like they coat it and everything.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Strong enough. Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. I've never
at least in Africa they do that. A lot of souvenir shops and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I mean, there's a big ostrich population in Africa, so.
So yeah, I guess we're going with ostrich.
Yeah.
And it is in fact the ostrich.
It is the ostrich.
Do be ostrichin.
Ostrichizing.
Ostrichizing. Don't ostracize the ostrich.
How many weeks are in a year?
52, right?
Yeah, it's about 52. Yeah.
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 Yeah, 52. All right. Oh, God. I don't know this one. What are the four sections in an orchestra?
Oh, God damn.
I have no idea. I know there's
four sections?
Yeah.
Bass? Is that what you're talking about?
I guess.
The bass, the tenor, the soprano, and the alto? No, isn't that for singing? That's for choir.
Alto, yeah, is definitely a singing.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there is bass.
Oh, maybe like, it's like brass. Percussion. Yeah, maybe it's brass.
A string as well, because there's string instruments. Yeah.
Percussion.
Percussion, string, brass. What else are there? There's flutes, right? What is that called?
I don't know.
Like wind instruments?
Wind, yeah. Wind, but then, I don't know.
Okay, so brass, string, percussion, and wind, I guess, is what we're saying.
Well, what is a piano? Is that string?
Are there pianos in orchestras?
In some orchestras, there are pianos. In
some orchestras? Well, they do have strings. And like, when you press a key on a piano, it does...
It takes
a string. Yeah.
So is that under string?
I'm guessing so. Maybe it's like a mix of between percussion and string because you like hit something.
Yeah. You struck a chord.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. String, brass, woodwind.
Woodwind and percussion. Oh, hey, we were actually pretty close.
Yeah.
Damn, I know nothing about orchestras.
All right. If you flew from New York City to London, what ocean would you cross? Wouldn't that be the
Atlantic, I think.
Atlantic, yeah.
The Atlantic? Yeah, Atlantic. Atlantic.
I'm going Atlantic. Yeah, it Atlantic.
Is
Atlantic.
It is Atlantic. All
it
right.
is Atlantic.
Yeah, American geography has not totally failed me.
Yeah. At least you know where Alaska is.
Yeah.
It's not next to Texas.
Like some of the maps portray.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Who was the first man to walk on the moon?
Isn't that Armstrong?
Armstrong, yeah. What's his first name? Lance? Oh, no, that's a cyclist.
Neil.
Neil Armstrong, yeah.
Neil Armstrong.
It is Neil Armstrong.
Yeah. Hell yeah. 1969. Hell yeah. In what war did the United States fight itself?
Literally in
when
the name.
Every
Civil
day.
War.
every day,
yeah. Daily, it's called the war, it's called daily life.
The daily life of the United States.
Right.
What war did the United States? isn't that the Civil War? Is that what it's called, the Civil War? Is there another name for it?
No, that's what that's what civil war means. Like civil.
Yeah, I mean it's
like
civil, like yeah, inside
a
yeah.
But yeah, no, it's just called the Civil War.
Yeah. Yeah, the Civil War.
All right. Yeah, got it.
Got him.
Got him. Easy work.
Easy.
In what year did the Titanic sink? I have no idea.
Oh, is it 1921?
I have no clue. I can't even guess. It could have been 1930s. It could have been 1910s. It could be 1920s. I have no idea. It could even be 70s. You could have told me the 70s, and I'd be like, oh.
I think 21 or 23, because it was around like the first, before or after the First World War. So I'm not sure. But yeah, I think it's 20-something.
Or something?
Or 18, or 19. Yeah, it's early. 1912. So before the First World War. So I told you it was either before or after.
I see.
So 1912.
Hmm. All right, 1912. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I knew that because Jack.
Jack, no.
Could have fit into the onto that
into the into the wind.
Where's what is the largest ocean in the world? Isn't it the Pacific?
I have no idea. I don't know the size of oceans. Might be the Pacific.
I think it's Pacific.
I think it's Pacific?
Yeah.
Could also be the Atlantic.
Nah, Atlantic's not that big.
No.
I think it's the Pacific.
Yeah, right, Pacific. I have no idea.
It is the Pacific Ocean.
It is the Pacific. All right.
Shit.
1 point for Red Eye.
Yeah, we're all getting points here because we're learning.
Yeah, that's true. Who was the first female pilot to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean?
What was her name?
Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Earhart? No.
Earhart, right?
Earhart or something. Earhart,
I think
or
it's
Earhart.
Earhart. Not Earhart. Not that's for sure. Didn't she go missing though?
I don't know about that.
No. Something about
that.
I don't know. Something about her name triggers me to think about going missing. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, probably because she flew over the Bermuda Triangle or something. I don't know. You know the conspiracy of
the
Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
Things always go missing. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, let's see.
Yeah.
Who is it?
I'm going to say Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Earhart. Earhart.
Earhart. Earhart. It's spelled E-A-R.
Like an ear and a heart.
Yeah, Earhart.
Like organs.
I've always heard it pronounced Earhart, though.
Yeah, Earhart.
Interesting.
Name the three types of rock. Sedimentary.
that it, metamorphic, I know, is one of them as well. Sedimentary, it's... metamorphic, and one starts with an I. It, like ignits, but it's not ignits.
Ignatius? No.
Ignatius? Is that a word? Igneous?
Igneous, maybe.
Igneous, maybe?
Hmm.
Okay, so yeah, sedimentary, metamorphic. Ignatius? Ignatius?
Ignatius. Ignatius sounds like a person's name. Like, Ignatius!
Ignatius,
get over here. Get your ass over here. We need to talk. With your sedimentary behavior.
Yeah. Sediment your ass right down there.
And have you metaforming up in this bitch. all right, let's see. Okay.
Right.
Igneous. Yep. Yeah. Igneous. Sedimentary. Igneous,
sedimentary and metamorphic.
Yeah.
Damn, he's smart.
We're smart, but we still call it Ignatius.
Well, that's what I'm going to call it from now on.
From now on, Ignatius. Just to remember, it's just like Ignatius.
How many teeth does an adult human usually have?
Usually.
32, right? Usually, yeah.
Usually it's 30 something.
32, I think.
But then without the wisdom tooth?
Yeah, without the wisdom tooth, it's like 28. Yeah, because those 32 count the wisdom teeth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so yeah, 28 or 32.
Mm.
Answer is 32.
32, yeah.
Yeah, so they are counting wisdom teeth. Okay, I was born without one of them.
What, wisdom teeth? I only have three. Teeth?
Yeah. I never got them removed, but I just don't have one.
I never got mine removed. I don't even know if I had them.
Yeah, I got x-rayed when the first time I came to the dentist in the Netherlands. My ex was getting evaluated for her wisdom teeth because they were actually bothering her. Like, they were starting to grow in, they got impacted and all this.
Oh, shit. Yeah, some people really have it because the jaws are, how do you say it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not wide enough or something. So then it kind of like grows into.
Yeah. Into the other teeth.
Into the other teeth and stuff like that.
Yeah. And then I had my own appointment and I was like, can I get x-rayed too? Let's just see what's going on. And they were like, yeah, you don't got one.
You ain't got shit. Sit your ass down.
Yeah.
But you're still going to pay for it. But,
you're still going to pay for it. But, exactly.
And what does a fire need to keep it going?
Oxygen, right?
Yeah, I was thinking oxygen, but then like keep it going? In what sense? Like,
well, it needs a continuous flow of oxygen. If there's no oxygen, it stops.
It does stops. Yeah, I guess it's just oxygen. I mean, I don't know. Nothing else makes sense.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with oxygen.
Yeah, same here.
It is indeed oxygen.
Mm.
Damn, chemistry class didn't fail me. I knew this chemistry degree just, would come in handy.
That's just life lesson. Everybody knows. It's like asking you, what do you need to keep breathing?
Yeah.
Carbon monoxide. No, man. That would kill you.
Oh, it's helium. What are you talking about?
All right. Nah, this is too easy.
Yeah. If you're a master of the ivory keys, what instrument do you play? It's a piano, right?
It's piano. Yeah. 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 Skip. Yeah. How many gold medals did Michael Phelps win at the 2008 Olympics? I have no clue, man.
I don't know. I don't follow the Olympics.
I don't watch swimming.
I'm going to go with three.
I'm going to say four.
Say four?
Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Yeah. Eight.
Eight.
One, eight.
Damn. I was closest. Because I said four two times. So that means it's eight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just joking. No, I don't watch the swimming stuff in the Olympics. I watch like the sprinting. Yeah. Like the track. I watch track and field. I don't watch.
I see. I don't watch anything. I don't watch the Olympics. Yeah. Not a huge sporting person.
Mm.
I watch the World Cup, but that's like every 4 years, so it's like one time and I'm good.
But it's always the Olympics. The Olympics is also every 4 years.
I see, yeah. I suppose, but it's also multiple sports. I don't need to pay attention to that many different sports at once.
Yeah. It's too much for one time.
Yeah, too much for one time. All right, next question. In which hand is the Statue of Liberty's torch? I would imagine it's the right hand.
I think it's the right, right? Because she's holding something on the left.
Yeah, right?
And the torch on the right. I think it's the right. Her right. Not our right. But
yeah, her right hand.
Her right hand, yeah.
That's how I remember it anyway. My whole life's going to be a lie. It's the left hand.
Is it? Yeah, it is. Yeah, the right.
Yeah, it is the right hand, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out. It is the right hand. Yes.
It's the right hand.
Indeed.
Whose face is on a die? I have no clue.
I don't know either.
Let's just skip it. I don't know.
Just skip it. You don't know? Okay.
This is American currency.
I kind of want to know the answer, though. Whose face is on the die? It's Roosevelt. It's Roosevelt.
No idea that was a thing.
I know Lincoln's on the penny. That's about it. I don't even know if he's on the quarter.
Why is Lincoln on a pen?
He's on the penny and the $5 bill.
Mm.
I don't know why he's on the penny.
Mm. Who in the U.S. officially elects the president and the vice president?
The Electoral College.
I don't know. I didn't know about that.
I know something about our political system.
About your corrupt political system.
Yeah, I know, right? Get all the votes by the people. The college has to vote anyway.
For the people, by the people, by the electrical college.
By the electrical college, yeah. What is the average core body temperature of a human?
In degrees Fahrenheit, I don't know that.
In degrees Fahrenheit, it's like 98.6.
It's for humans. What is it? 36 degrees. That's 34 degrees.
I actually don't. I just realized I don't know this answer in Celsius.
I think 98. It's 30 something.
98.6 Fahrenheit to Celsius. 37, exactly.
37, yeah. So I said 36, about, yeah.
Yeah. You're running a bit cold.
Yeah.
Life in the Netherlands.
Because they always say, like, if you get to 38, then you have a fever.
Mm-hmm.
So 38, that makes sense. You have a fever.
Yeah, I think, like, 100 Fahrenheit and above is considered a fever.
Yeah.
Think.
So yeah, not sure. So Fahrenheit is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm.
What war took place from 1939 to 1945?
That was World War One, right?
No, it was World War 55.
World War Two.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah. This city, I just realized there's a lot of US related questions in this.
Yeah, I think it's mostly American.
Yeah. This city, also among the top 50 in population, lies directly across the bay from San Francisco. The only city
Los
that
Angeles?
I know of. No, the only city
across
that I know
the
of,
bay. Across
yeah,
the
it's
bay.
It's Oakland. It's the one that's like across the bridge. If you cross the bridge from San Francisco.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you're in Oakland then.
Hmm.
I'm gonna go with Oakland anyway. It's the only answer that I'm confident in.
You know your American geography more than I do, so.
Probably not, actually.
I just estimate.
And it is Oakland.
Oakland. Oh, come on. Which chess piece can only move diagonally? Your mom. That's who can move
your
diagonally.
Ha 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 gotta be the king, right?
Yeah, it's gotta be the king.
Yeah, that's a bishop, of course.
Yeah, that's a bishop.
Where is a shrimp's heart located?
In its asshole.
In its asshole.
No, where is it? In its tail.
I think it's head. It's gotta be the
head. It's
in its head,
right, yeah.
Yeah, because the rest of the body is just basically all flesh.
It's all flesh. It's just edible like stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the head is also edible, but yeah.
Kind of. I mean, yeah. Parts of the head are. Yeah. I guess you can eat its heart, you know? Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to
go be in the head.
Yeah, going to be in the head. All right. Yeah, it is. It's in its head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ew, what is the largest state in the USA?
Yeah, do you know this? You don't know?
I do know. I'm trying to picture it. Alaska is the biggest one?
Yeah, Alaska is the biggest one.
Huh?
Texas is not as big as Alaska.
Yeah, because I was thinking Texas, because I don't know. I don't know the American states like that. So.
A lot of Americans think that Texas is the largest state.
Maybe because it's just down south and it looks easier to look at.
Yeah. When they look at the map, they don't look at Alaska or Hawaii.
Yeah. They're just like, oh, there it is.
Yeah. And even if they like have Alaska on the map, but if it's one of those maps that's separated from Canada and closer to Texas, they scale down Alaska. So Alaska looks smaller.
Smaller. Yeah. All right. What is it?
Yeah.
It is Alaska.
Indeed, Alaska. Which American state is nicknamed the Diamond State?
Why is this all American stuff? I don't know these things.
I don't know these things either, man. I don't know what the Diamond State is.
Okay, what is it?
Shaped like a diamond? Let's see. Let's find out. I don't know the answer. It is Delaware. What the hell?
No idea. What digit does not exist in Roman numerals? Isn't it zero?
Zero? Yeah, I'd imagine zero.
Yeah.
You can count in Roman numerals.
Yeah. But there is no actual zero.
Yeah. I've never seen a zero in
Roman numerals. I've never seen it in Roman numerals.
I'm going to go with zero then. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go to zero. Let's see. Yeah, zero.
It is. Yeah, zero. Cool.
Yeah. All right. Last two ones.
Which American state produces the most potatoes?
Again, American stuff. I don't know.
American stuff. I'm gonna say Idaho. Idaho's known for their potatoes.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go with Idaho.
Okay.
It is Idaho.
And the last one. Emerald is the birthstone for which month? How the fuck am I supposed to know that?
I don't know either. I have no clue. I'm gonna take a wild guess. I'm gonna say April.
Emerald. What color is emerald?
Green.
Yeah. So spring.
Spring? Oh, it could be May. Maybe even June.
I'll go March.
I'm gonna stick with April.
Okay. What is it? May.
May. They were on the right track though.
Yeah, we're spring close, time. Yeah. We're not far. Spring. Yeah. Alright guys. So we tried some attempts at some trivia questions. So let us know what you think. If you want to try it out,
If you were following along, let us know what you got right, what you did.
Yeah. And if you want to try it out yourself, go to Quizlet.com and try it out.
Mm-hmm. Many quizzes on there.
Yeah. And like, share, comment, share us around, and
shall see you next time.
Peace.